FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Emergency crews are continuing to search for three missing people trapped inside an old power station building that collapsed in Didcot yesterday, killing one person. Fire and rescue crews from Hampshire, the West Midlands, Buckinghamshire and Merseyside are supporting their colleagues in Oxfordshire. David Cameron's been updating MPs on what he's described as a dreadful accident.
I know the whole House would join me in sending our condolences to the family and friends of the victim and our best wishes to those who are still missing or were injured. I also want to pay tribute to the quick and incredibly brave actions of our emergency services, who dealt with the incident with typical professionalism.
The Health and Safety Executive will carry out a full investigation into the tragedy.
KMFM News.
A woman's been taken to hospital and two dogs have died following a fire at a house on Romney Marsh. It's thought an electrical fault in the airing cupboard caused the blaze in the property on Bormans Lane in Brooklyn around 5:15 this morning. The woman, who's in her 60s, is being treated after breathing in smoke, whilst a man was given oxygen at the scene. A Kent couple have told KMFM they hope a court ruling on joint enterprise could finally see their son free from jail. Anthony Parsons was sentenced to a minimum of 23 years for his part in the murder of a man who was shot in Folkestone in 2006. His mum Jean from Greatstone has spent the past decade campaigning for a change in the law.
We're sort of a bit more happy that Anthony might stand a better chance at an appeal court with the sentence that he was given and also the label that he's been given. And we both know at the end of the day what our son is. It's not a murderer.
Last week, the Supreme Court ruled joint enterprise, which allows several people to be charged with a murder, even if they didn't play a direct role in the killing, has been misinterpreted for decades.
KMFM News.
A 50,000 signature petition against new contracts being imposed on junior doctors in England has been handed into the Department of Health. It's after they announced three further strikes yesterday as their dispute with the government continues. Dr. Rhys Wood is a junior doctor from Sevenoaks and helped hand in the petition.
The worst case scenario here is not prolonged industrial action or ongoing argument with the government. It is that doctors are forced to leave the NHS because they cannot bring themselves to work in an unsafe system or cannot sacrifice quality of life for their families.
The missing daughter of Folkestone's mayor has been found safe and well. Police began searching for 15-year-old Leah Sanger after she failed to return home last night. She was last seen at the town's bus station around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Her mother also appealed for help to find her.
KMFM News.
Kent parents who've been abused by their own grown-up children are set to get more help after funding was agreed for a new support group. £3,000 is being put into the project, which will initially be tried out in Swale and Canterbury. PC Amanda Walshaw came up with the idea and says it'll give parents the chance to regain control of their lives.
A lot of the time, the frustration is that the person feels that they can't report anything because they feel embarrassed or ashamed that it's their own child. They feel that there's nothing out there available to help or support them, and that maybe it's just happening to them and no one else around them.
And Adele, James Bay and Years and Years lead the nominations at tonight's Brit Awards with 4 each. The show, hosted by Anton Deck, will feature a special tribute to David Bowie. Adele will also be performing at the ceremony along with Rihanna, Little Mix and Justin Bieber.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Arsenal face a tough challenge to make it into the quarterfinals of the Champions League. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Arsenal lost 2-0 at home to Barcelona in their last 16 first leg tie last night. In the night's other game, Pep Guardiola's Bayern Munich drew 2-2 with Juventus. Elsewhere, scans revealed the Gillingham captain hasn't suffered a broken foot, but he's still going to miss this weekend's game. Doug Loft was injured during their 2-1 defeat at Oldham last Saturday. Here's manager Justin Edinburgh.
There's a lot of swelling there at the moment, and we're just trying to get that to go down, and the bruising's starting to come out, but you know, he's still on crutches, so it'll be a couple of weeks before I think he's back into action.
Gillingham are currently third in League One and welcome Chesterfield to Priestfield on Saturday. And in tennis, Britain's Heather Watson is out of the Mexican Open tennis in Acapulco after losing in the first round. She was beaten by the USA's Christina McHale in 3 sets. British men's number 2, Aliash Bednay, is through, though.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read
Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent at kentonline.co.uk.